Judas Priest, they were the best of friends. So when Faggy needed money one day, Judas quickly put down a roll of tin, placed him on a footstool just above the plotted plane, saying, "Take your pick, Frankie boy, my loss will be your gain." Frankie Lee sat right down, put his fingers to his chin, with the cold eyes of Judas on him, his head began to spin. "Can you please not stare at me like that?" he said, "it's just my first pride. Sometimes a man must be alone, and this ain't no place to hide." "All right," said Frankie Lee, "I'll leave you here. You better pick one of those bills you want before they all disappear. I'm gonna start my picking right now, just tell me where you'll be." Judas pointed down the road and he said, "Eternity." "Eternity," said Frankie Lee, with a voice as cold as ice. "That's right, eternity," said Judas Priest, "or you might call it paradise." "I don't call it anything," Frankie Lee said with a smile. "Have it any way you want," said Judas Priest, "I'll see you after a while." Frankie Lee, he sat right down feeling low and mean. Just then a passing stranger burst up to the scene, saying, "Are you Frankie Lee the gambler whose father's deceased? Well, if you are, there's a fella calling you down the road, and they say his name is Prince." "Oh yes, I do recall him very well," said Frankie Lee and Frank. "I remember everything about him, he just left my sight." "That's the one," said the stranger, "quiet as a mouse. Well, my message is he's down the road, stranded in a house." Frankie Lee trembled, he soon lost all control over everything that he had made while the message bounced in tall. He just stood there staring at that bright house as bright as any sun, with 420 windows and a woman's face in everyone. Up the stairs went Frankie Lee with his soulful abandoned leap, foaming at the mouth, he began to make his midnight creep. For 16 nights and days he raved on the serpentines, he burst into the arms of Judas Priest, which was where he died of thirst. No one tried to say a thing when they carried him out in jest, except of course the little neighbor boy who carried him to rest. And he just walked along alone with his guilt so well concealed, muttering underneath his breath, "Nothing is revealed." The moral of the story, the moral of this song, simply that one should never be where one does not belong. If you see your neighbor carrying something, help him with his load. Don't go mistaking paradise for that home across the road.